If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Well, we are so excited to have with us the general manager of The Tea, Philip Eng. Good morning.
Good morning.
Grab that microphone. Get it really close to you.
All right.
Just like The Tea at Rush Hour, we're all going to jam together. Nice and close.
That's what we like. We want more riders. Yes, absolutely. Crowded trains, crowded buses, crowded ferries. You got it.
So my first question to you is, did you take The Tea to the radio station?
I did take The Tea. I took the 1517 out of South Station to Boston Landing and took a nice 10-minute stroll here.
Yeah, it and from what I've read is you ride the T all the time. Was that did you plan on doing that when you moved here, or was it something you decided after you got here?
No, I intended to ride the T. I use it whether it's coming to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
I use it in the evenings, on weekends. I like to use the system to make sure I'm feeling exactly what the riders are, but it's also, quite honestly, the best way to get around. Traffic is pretty tough.
In Boston, no.
Well, I'm used to traffic everywhere I seem to have lived.
Right. I want to read you the headline. We've talked a lot about this in this story in the Boston Globe, and it was written by a woman named Shannon Larson, and she writes, "Riders had lost hope in the T. Then came Train Daddy Eng." What did you think when you saw that story?
Well, you know what? It's nice to know that there's more confidence coming back because I truly believe not only have we accomplished a lot in 2 years, but I really believe the future is very bright and we are the fourth largest system in the country, but I want us to be the best system, and we're demonstrating that we can do things differently and deliver that world-class system that they deserve.
Are you aware how much that nickname has caught on, and do you embrace Train Daddy?
My kids do follow the social media more than me. You know what? If that's what it takes to keep moving in the right direction,
right.
I love it. The public has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They've welcomed me from day one. I remember the first weeks I went on a bicycle right over by Boston Street there. Just, hey, Phil, thank you for coming. And, you know, that really gets you going because it is about the public that we're serving, the riders, the feedback. And there is a lot of excitement because we have a lot of great things going on. And I've built a really strong team. And because of them, we want to keep showing that we can improve every day.
Right.
So before you, because I've lived here my whole life, and people were accepting this job, and then they would do a press conference, and then they would be gone in 4 months. And it was like a revolving door, and we would sit here and go, this job's a nightmare. No one's going to keep this job.
Mm-hmm.
So what drew you to it in the first place, and what made you stick around?
Well, when I saw the challenges that the team was experiencing, I remember talking to my wife and saying that, you know, I was contacted about the possibility. And the more I heard about it, I said I would do it a little bit differently, or I might do something else. And I kept saying, if I have this chance, we could turn it around. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have taken the role. The lieutenant governor, when I met with them in the beginning, They were phenomenal in terms of their commitment towards really making transportation what it should be, and supporting and giving me the resources I need. And I remember telling my wife, and she knows it, you know, I don't usually just take a role for 1 year, 2 years. I'm looking to be here long enough to make a difference and set the organization on for long-term success.
We're talking to Philip Eng, the GM of the T. Well, there are a lot of sleepless nights slowing down so many trains, because we were all pretty upset at that. That was a tough time to have to deal through that. You know, I mentioned to you off the air, my son takes the train every day. He rides it to school and back to school. He's a city kid now, started in the seventh grade. He's now in the eighth grade. And I would hear these stories every day. The train wasn't running. The train stopped. We had to take a bus. It was a lot of difficult times, and a lot of people were very upset. How did you get through that, and how are you feeling now afterwards?
Well, I think everything we do day after day, hour by hour, we know that we could have a challenge that really interrupts somebody's travels. But what we're looking to do is to really get the system where those are fewer and farther apart. Mm-hmm. When they do happen, the real thing is, are the employees, the public, are they safe? How do we get them to where they need to safely and minimize the impacts? And I think a lot of that goes to not only fixing our infrastructure, getting new trains, fixing our signals, but also the communication piece. And we were talking earlier before the show, the education piece as well. When something does happen, you know, we have folks there to help guide and advise. Don't do things on your own. Mm-hmm. Listen to the safety personnel, the operations personnel, and our police, because that's the key to making sure if something happens, we want to make sure everyone is safe and gets home safely.
We used to do a game on this show. I want to play you some audio. Listen to this.
Now, it's time to get on board with Three on the T.
We used to play this game where we would ride the T, and then we would meet people and ask them questions about, you know, just about what was going on in the world. So here I am riding on the T, talking to this woman, and she shares a funny story about something she's seen on the T.
All right, Stacy, so what's the craziest thing you've ever seen riding on the T?
These crazy young kids were doing flips and had a big stereo system, and they were dancing to all techno and doing flips on the chairs on the railings.
They just started to throw a party right there on the T.
It was pretty cool.
Get up, start doing the robot or anything?
Nah, I threw the money though. They were G's.
I don't know why kids love to get on the T and love to go dancing.
Well, you know, that's what part makes it so interesting and fun.
Right.
I don't know if I advise all sorts of habits, because some could be a little dangerous in the system. But certainly the ability to get on and enjoy the trip and really just kind of interact with each other, I think, is something also that makes a big difference. Commuter riders, you know, they are prone to take their same seats. They know the people they ride with.
Right.
And the, you know, the engineers and the conductors, they get to know them as well, and it becomes one big family.
Okay, we're going to take some questions now. We're going to open it up. You can call or text us at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Philip Eng, the GM of the T, is here to take your questions. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.